I stumble and at 2 a.m. all drunk and full of smoke. My wife said I have had enough, that said I'm sick, get out. So I stumble down to Kelly's pub across the edge of town, and I told the boys my story, and we had another round. Now we're drinking, 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 fight. Hey! We're drinking, 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 fight. Hey! And if I see a pretty girl, I'll sleep with her tonight. Yes, I'm drinking, 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 fight.
Jeez. 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. It is time for another edition of Happy Hour. We do it every Friday during this segment where we revisit another show or our show. We slow the audio down where it sounds like that person or those people talking may be slightly inebriated.
You know, it's Friday. We like to add a little bit of fun, add some laughs, make it sound, a little bit different than it might have been. And I'm excited to start with audio of you.
Of me?
No.
We're not doing
that's
that.
That's not where we're starting.
Stop it.
We may finish there, but that's not where we're starting right now.
Where are we starting? Floyd?
Tree Talk with
it's
Hans
just
Olsen.
Just labeled Tree Talk?
Tree Talk.
Tree Talk with Hans Olsen, sounding with the audio slowed down slightly, or is it? You decide right here on the Zone Sports Network.
It's what makes your yard one of the most amazing yards in Utah. It's like the trees. I love my trees, too. My trees are like pets to me. I'm not even kidding. Now, you've heard me talk to dogs.
Yeah.
And you've probably heard me talk to cats.
I've not heard you talk to cats.
I talk to my trees.
As you should.
I talk to my trees.
They respond well.
Hands over there talking to a ficus.
What's wrong with talking to trees?
Well,
isn't ficus, that's a weed.
That's the fake one.
Oh, I thought,
you're thinking,
Famica? Fescue.
Fescue, there you go.
That's what I'm thinking of. I tell my trees how proud I have them.
Yeah.
Of them I am, and I tell them, you want some food? Because I go get them.
Those little ball things you stick in the ground,
yep,
and it fertilizes them.
Pound down in there.
Yep.
I say, here's some yummy for you, and eat up.
Load up, big fella.
I grab on their branch, and I say, look at that big, strong fella. And I bend it a little bit, and I'm like, look at you, tough guy. No, I don't snap it. I don't bend it too much, but they seem to respond.
Who's daddy's little tree?
No, I don't. I don't baby talk the trees. Trees demand a manly talk. Like,
oh, really?
Hey, look at that strong arm.
Oh,
hey, your branches are strong. Good boy. Here's some food. Eat up.
This is so awkward.
It isn't awkward, man. They're a living being.
So there you go.
Why are we picking on ourselves?
Yeah, why? What, this is
because it was a good one. Like, I heard it and I was like, oh wow.
All right, Lloyd, should we play the other one?
Yes.
Or do you want to sit on that for a
can
week?
Can we please? I need this. Because it really is the drunk uncle at the holiday.
Okay,
party.
Yeah, let's do it. We got time.
All right. So earlier in the show, you were talking about the player on the practice squad for the Kansas City Chiefs, who, because he was on the practice squad, got a Super Bowl ring and then decided to immediately sell it.
Yeah.
Which, fine. Good for you. I have no problem with that. However, you went on a lengthy description of the ring that was presented to the players of the Kansas City Chiefs, which I got a little upset about. And, here's that in part of our latest edition of Happy Hour. Would you stop pretending like you have any kind of history? You won a Super Bowl like 80 years ago. Look, here's two of them. Shut up.
And we made it to the playoffs 22 times. Yeah, and you did jack squat outside of one nice run you had last year. Calm down. You're not the Green Bay Packers. You're not the Dallas Cowboys. You're the Kansas City freaking Chiefs. Know your role. You got lucky. You drafted a good quarterback. Good for you. Enjoy that. But don't pretend like you're some legendary franchise of historic winning in this league. You've been mama cassing yourself in playoffs time after time after time, and eventually you're bound to get one, and you got it. So just enjoy that one and quit thinking that you're more than you are, because you're not.
That had everything but the whoop-de-doo. Look at me. See, that one was better.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was really good. Because you could see somebody at a holiday party during the playoffs. And the one brother said, how about my Chiefs? Go just like 1948.
Yes.
And the brother going off on him.
Like, shut up. Stupid. Oh, that was a good one. Who says we don't make fun of ourselves?
We do all the time.
All the time.